listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. Also on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. You can also find us streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Thank you.
One of the best things about doing this radio thing is I get to play some of my favorite music for people. I get to sit here and listen to it and play it for you. It's good stuff. That one was Anime from the amazing Brian Jonestown Massacre off of their fourth studio album, 1996's Their Satanic Majesty's Second Request. And you can see the Brian Jonestown Massacre live in Portland November 18th. They're going to be playing Revolution Hall. Certain to be a good show, no doubt. Middle of the set there, Austin, Texas band The Black Angels with El Jardin. That's off their latest album, which is their sixth, Wilderness of Mirrors. It was released in 2022. You're listening to Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM, Portland, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach. All right, speaking of fun and cool things that I get to do by doing this radio thing, I get to talk to a lot of really cool people, and two of them I got to talk to this week. Just yesterday, the heat, we were going to try to do this together, but the heat was too much and my AC was not working right. And, you know, anyway, it didn't happen that way. So we did a little recorded interview instead. Tony Hilsmeyer of Portland band VooVoo, which is a new band and really great. I'm sure you've heard some of their tunes on my show before, as well as Colin Hegna of Federale. And Colin also has done a very long stint with the Brian Jonestown Massacre playing bass for him. we sat down and had a chat. Let's just listen to it. Let's do it. Here's Tony and Colin.
All right, I'm here. I've got two veteran Portland musicians that are two really special guys. They're in a couple different bands. I've got Tony Hilsmeyer here, Portland native, songwriter, veteran local musician. He's got a brand new band called Vuvu, which is amazing. I know you listen all the time, so you've heard some of his new music on here. Tony's been kind of on the sidelines for a couple of years, battling and winning cancer. But he's back. He's stronger than ever. I mean, you can't keep Tony down. There's no way. It's impossible. And also have Colin Hegna, Portland native as well, composer, musician, producer, songwriter, founded Portland band Federale, also plays bass with the Brian Jonestown Massacre, and he co-owns Portland's Revolver Studios and done a bunch of cool things there, like even working with David J. from Bauhaus and Love and Rockets. But the two of them together this Friday, we've got Federale along with White Lightning Co. and the live debut of Tony's awesome new band, Vuvu. It's this Friday, July 18th at Mission Theater. Show starts at 8. That's going to be amazing one, guys. Welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
Tony, you've had quite the journey the past few years, to say the least. How you doing now, and how's it changed or affected your creativity and how you approach it?
Thanks, David, and thanks again for having us today. Yeah, you know, that was a pretty heavy thump when it went down. It's been 2.5 years now since, just a little over 2.5 years since the diagnosis of acute myeloid leukemia. A lot of people know the story on the back line. I bought a house 3 days later after I moved in, you know, after closing everything, moving in, and I get moved in. It was a huge high goal. It was a lot of sweat. You know, I did it by myself as a single person, not easy in this market on middle-class wages and so low. So anyway, we get in there, then we get the news that I'm sick right away, and I just could not. It's so shocking, and you know, strange. You know, I'm the big, full of life person, as you well know, and it didn't seem real, but it very much was. From then to now, there was a lot of things done, a lot of great happenings. My community just stormed on. Just, I had an army of love and still do behind me. And very charitable events. Colin was the spearhead of that last summer, and we worked a lot on that, and it was really, really wonderful. It's like being back in a band together, man, because back in the day we played together, and we've known each other in our careers all these years in Portland. To now, I got good scores on all my cancer screenings. I'm 2 years in remission. I still have some issues from the treatment, but all that is getting better and better. But by the by, doing better than I was last year, and certainly better than the year before. And my oncologist says, yeah, hey, man, you're going to make it. So to answer your question about my creativity, I had a guitar in the hospital. Zia from the Dandy Warhols had brought me a laser beam orb thing, and I had the synthesizer that she gave me, the same one that Bowie used on Space Oddity, and I was on a Space Oddity. My room was a spaceship, and I did everything I could with quantum mechanic, positive thinking, lasers, music, Mike Nesbitt, Little Cloud Records. I had the portable turntable. Mike brought the whole catalog while I was in the hospital for almost 6 months. I elected to be creative. I did the best that I could with all of that. So the stems that I had, I took them over to my pal from Night High, Christian Hurd, and we finished these songs that fit together. I was still very sick. All my pals saw me through. What do you need? What can we do? And they encouraged me to be creative. So I just crawled through it. And kind of learned how to walk again. So I got creative, man. And well, we're just going to be rocking about it, I guess.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it is amazing, because I have a couple other friends that have faced really similar circumstances to what you've been going through. And to see how it fundamentally changes them is incredible. You know, I mean, I've got a real good friend that was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer 8 years ago. He was given 5 years to live, max. He is a totally different man now than he was then. And I loved him then, but I love him even more now. I mean, it's just like he just, you know, what he went through changed him in such a positive way. And so I imagine, and he's not a musician, he's not a creative, he's more of an athlete type. And but so I imagine as a musician and a creator that when you're looking down that tunnel or whatever it's like, you know, it's gotta really bring every honest thing out of you and really, you know, just kind of change how you look at everything, including yourself and what you do. And so it's always just amazing to see people go through a change through something so horrible. It's awful that it has to occur that way, but it's so interesting to see how the people change in that way. So I imagine that's had an effect on the music that you make and now versus before, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, it's really wild. You know, I'm kind of a cosmic thinker, and like I believe in things kind of happening for reasons, and you know, as they do and when. It's a high spiral right now, and like so much beautiful love and strength is coming down on me. I'm beyond words. I just elected to live, David. Hey, wait a minute. I believe you and your partner brought me Christmas dinner the first year, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Backseat DJ.
I think so.
Yeah. I think there was some milkshakes delivered up at the hospital, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think I should be very public about this and let everyone know I'm really into ice cream. So you see me at the show, you know, you go, I'd have like a little ice cream sandwich or something. Lay it on me, because that's the kind of thing I'm into for sure.
bring Tony an ice cream sandwich and you get it free. Yeah. And so Colin, on Federale a bit, so your latest album, Reverb and Seduction, was released last year, and how's the reception been in your eyes, and how are you feeling about the album a year later nearly?
I feel like the reception's been really good. You know, I mean, it's the band is, you know, continue to evolve stylistically. And I'm glad that people are still open to me, like, changing the plot up. You know, because when I started the band, it was primarily, like, you know, an instrumental band. It was very, like, sort of inspired by, like, soundtrack music and score music. And I really, with every record, I've tried to, like, break the mold and, like, bring in some other things. I try not to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I keep whatever is good. I just add more stuff, and I'm glad that people are like tolerating me, like adding things in that maybe would have seemed very foreign, you know, like 10 years ago to the band. So I think it's been really good, and I'm glad that people dig it. You know, we toured Europe for the first time last November, and the people over there loved it. We played in Italy. A lot of my music's inspired by Italian music and soundtrack stuff from Italy. So when I had Italian people coming up to me and telling me that they loved it, that was like the ultimate compliment for me.
That's amazing. That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Cause it really does. I mean, yeah. Like your earlier stuff, which was basically instrumental, but the new album too, or the latest album, still has that feel through. There's still that thread through there. You know, you still have that vibe. Well, I'm going to play some tunes right after this, some Federale, White Lightning Co, and some Voo Voo. So let's make room for that. But make sure you get your tickets or you buy them at the door. Either way, Federale along with White Lightning Co and the live debut of Tony's awesome new band Voo Voo this Friday, July 18th, Mission Theater, 8 p.m. You can bring the kids. All right. Well, thanks, guys. It was a great chat, and looking forward to the show Friday.
Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, David.
Always a lot of fun chatting with those two sweet guys. And it's going to be an awesome show on Friday. If you can make it, do it. Mission Theater, super cool. Three great bands.
It's going to be a good night. All right, listen, let's do a little set here with all those bands that are going to be in the show. We'll kick it off with Federale off their latest album, which was released last July, Reverb and Seduction. This is probably my favorite track off the album, I think. I don't know, it's hard to choose, but this is definitely one of my favorites. Heaven Forgive Me.
How it all began.
There you go. Portland band Vuvu, V-U-V-U, with Superfluous. Great new tune from Tony Hilsmeyer. Looking forward to their show on Friday at Mission Theater. In the middle of the set there, Cities Alive, and it's from White Lightning Company, which started out in Austin, Texas, but now they're a Portland band, or soon to be. They're playing also Friday night. In case you missed it, Portland this Friday, July 18th, Mission Theater with White Lightning Company and Federale and Vuvu and lots of fun stuff and fun people.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Spielman Bagels and Coffee. Opened by Rick Spielman and his son Raph, Spielman's has been serving handmade boiled and baked bagels and house-roasted coffee since 2011 in their flagship store located on Southeast 20th and Division Street. More information and hours at SpielmanBagels.com.
All right, we'll keep moving right along here now. I've got a tune for you from Liverpool, England duo King Hannah from their 2022 debut album, I'm Not Sorry, I Was Just Being Me. Great tune called All Being Fine.
I was right. Seems so far from me.
Seattle artist Byland with a tune called Monstera. That's off of their album from last year called Heavy for a While. Right before that, in the middle of the set, A Common Disaster. That one was from Canadian band Cowboy Junkies off of literally one of my favorite albums ever, Lay It Down from 1996. Got to see them last month when they came through town in Portland and played Revolution Hall, and they were fantastic as always. So love that. All right. Speaking of shows, a pal of mine named Vonnie Kyle, Portland artist, has a show coming up tomorrow night, July 17th, playing the Good Foot with Hiroki and Throw Out Bones. I'm going to play you a tune from Vonnie as well. You should go to that show. It's going to be good. She's great. She's like the real musician. She lives it and breathes it, and it shows. Anyway, I've got a tune. She was in the Backseat DJ studio a year or so ago and recorded a tune live for us while we were doing the interview. And it's a beautiful version of her song Switchblade off of her Imperfect Parts album. So check this out.
Are you exhausted? Halfway through a cigarette, it's like you always said, nothing's ever permanent. But you can't keep your head above the smoke. It must be something when everything is gold. But you said that I could fight my old and half just like a little switchblade, cutting every corner. I could still do anything. It doesn't matter, the current's gonna carry me away. Did you find Austin and your basket full of happiness? Or are you still on that treadmill of options in Minneapolis? But you could never keep your head above the smoke. Well, it must be something when everything is on that one lane road. But you said that I could buy an old and half just like a little switchblade, cutting every corner. I could still do anything. It doesn't matter, the current's gonna carry me away. And you said that I had heard a rumor that the sun was coming anyway. Shine on me for all to see, isn't that enough to stay? It doesn't matter, the current's gonna carry me away. Oh, well, flipping out, of falling into the sea. And that you don't know how you follow. But you said that I could buy a old and half just like a little switchblade, cutting every corner. I could still do anything. It doesn't matter, no, the current's gonna carry me away. And you said that I had heard a rumor that the sun was coming anyway. Shine on me for all to see, isn't that enough to stay? It doesn't matter, the current's gonna carry me away, 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 away.
Away.
All right. Thank you, Vonnie Kyle. That was a lot of fun, that interview and her playing live in the studio. She'll be playing Plugged In, though, tomorrow night with her full band, July 17th at the Good Foot with Hiroki and Thrown Out Bones. So that'd be a good one to check out if you've got time. Speaking of time, we're almost out of it here for Backseat DJ / Music for Neighbors. Thanks to DJ Kiki for letting me sit in her seat for an hour again today while she's traveling the world after traveling the U.S. And it's always fun to get some extra time in, but really appreciate it. Appreciated Tony Hilsmeyer and Colin Hegna for coming on the show as well and talking to me about what's going on with them. And I know it was a short one, but it's always good to hear from those guys. And you definitely want to get to that show on Friday. Federale, White Lightning Co., and VooVoo playing at Mission Theater in Portland. That's this Friday. Tony wanted me to make sure everybody knows, all ages too. So you can bring your kids, but you can't bring your dog. Anyway, send me an email with any feedback, comments, artists, and new release suggestions, or if you just want to say hi to David@backseatdjpdx.com. And you can check out any previous Backseat DJ show or any X-Ray show for that matter anytime in the show vault on xray.fm. And you can find the Backseat DJ show page under the shows tab. All right, I have one more tune for you here. It's from a band called Interpol. There is no name to the song. It's just called Untitled, which is pretty clever, I must say. And but you've probably heard this one. You know this one. It's been around a bit, and I will be back next week at my usual time on Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific on X-Ray FM. Thanks for listening today. Here's some Interpol for you, Untitled.